Good morning, everybody. We are starting our final board meeting of this year. And we're going to start with implementation matters. And I give the floor to Greg.
Yeah, good morning. So we'll start with Agenda Paper 12A. And Agenda Paper 12A discusses the effective date and due process for the amendments on IS 37 on onerous contracts, cost of fulfilling a contract. These amendments were summarised in paragraphs 5 to 8 of the paper. Paragraphs 9 to 15, the paper discusses the effective date for the amendments. We recommend that the board require entities to apply the amendments to annual reporting periods beginning on or after 1 January 2022, with earlier application permitted. So our first question for the board is on the top of page 4. We ask whether you agree with this recommendation.
Mary.
If I can do a comment question that's applicable both to this and I think to one of the other, I guess the ISA amendment. When we say applicable for annual reporting periods beginning January 1st, 2022, I'd expect that we'd want this applied in any interim financial statements prepared using IS 34 in 2022 rather than waiting until the end of the year in which it is mandatory. And it wasn't clear to me, it isn't always clear to me that that is our intention. And so I guess you could take this either as a question or a request comment, which is if that is indeed our intention, then I think could we make sure that it's clear either in the drafting of the transition wording or in the basis that this is to be applied from the interim period in that annual year?
Absolutely. So just to confirm, Mary, that's certainly our intention. So I think it's a good point that we can just ensure we pick up and draft.
Any other comments? Jambu.
Thank you. I agree with that, that this 18-month, you know, kind of a time for the all our preparers. But it seems to me this is a kind of a, some significant change from if there are some. And so I'm saying, could you give a more time to be ready for this kind of amendment to prepare us a little later of the effective date is 2020 year, maybe one more year?
I suppose from our perspective, Chung Wu, we thought that 18-month period from issuing would be sufficient in this case. It is, you know, a relatively narrow change. Well, so in terms of the change to the standard, it's narrow. We obviously understand that some narrow changes can still have quite a big effect for some companies. But I think in this case, it is both a very narrow change. It's just talking about the costs that you include when you assess onerous contracts. And yes, it will affect some companies, but I think it's again, possibly relatively targeted in the companies that it affects. So I suppose in this instance, we didn't see a reason to think that we should extend beyond the 18 months.
I understand that the amendment is narrow. However, based on the comments from our stakeholders on this, some manufacturing companies or some other companies, they have to change their system to collect their full cost of rather than incremental cost. So they might think this is a small amendment, might have a big impact on those companies, so they might think they might need more time to change this kind of accounting requirements. But I just know my guess, if there's no such kind of a strong feedback from our stakeholders, it's okay. But I just worried about the feedback from manufacturers and some construction companies, that's what I'm saying. So, but you don't need to give more time to those companies.
I think from our perspective, we didn't think it was. It just, you mentioned construction in passing there, and I think actually for construction companies, this probably won't create any change because they were more applying this approach in the past. Yet feedback did suggest it could affect some manufacturing companies, but as I say, at least from our perspective, we didn't think that would be a very significant number. And whilst it will be change and there would be some cost, we think that should be manageable because, you know, tracking or looking at those costs should be able to be done in a similar way to how those companies sort of track their costs in terms of their inventory measurement.
Daryl.
I must be honest, I start with the view that 18 months is the default position that we should take, and that you really need to only move away from 18 months in exceptional circumstances. I think typically most of these types of projects that people do, they would want to keep the project as short as possible because that's the most cost-effective way of doing it. And there was nothing that I read in any of the stuff here that would suggest that this is requires more than 18 months. I would say that we've probably done a lot more extensive changes to standards, and 18 months was appropriate for that. So I very much support the 18-month proposal.
Okay, can I see who supports this effective date?
14. Okay. So paragraph 16 to 24 of the paper discuss the due process steps. The questions 2 to 4 are at the top of page 6 of the paper, and so if you go through each of these questions in turn, and the first question is, does the board agree with our recommendation not to re-expose the amendments to IS 37?
Can I see who supports that?
14.
Any dissenters? Nope. And permission to ballot?
14.
Okay. Thank you very much, Greg.
Okay. All right, Ken. Agenda paper 12B discusses the effective date and due process for the annual improvements to IFR standards 2018 to 2020, which includes four amendments. Paragraphs 6 to 10 discuss the effective date for these amendments. We recommend the board require entities to apply the amendments to IFRS 1, IFRS 9, and IS 41 for annual periods beginning on after 1st January 2022, with early application permitted. I will now direct your attention to question 1 on page 4 and ask whether you agree with our recommendation.
Do we agree with the proposed effective date? Everybody.
And paragraphs 11 to 22 discuss whether the amendments meet the criteria for annual improvements and consider relevant due process steps. I'd like to direct your attention to questions 2 to 5 on page 7 of the paper and ask, firstly, whether you agree that the amendments meet the criteria for inclusion in annual improvements to IFRS standards 2018 to 2020.
Agree.
14.
We agree not to re-expose.
14.
Any dissent? No. And do we give permission to ballot?
14.
All right. Thank you. Very good start of the morning. Counting policy.